share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Following the horrifying experiences she has been through and her courage to speak out about it, Ayn Husniza is now seen as an inspiring figure to all schoolchildren who might be facing similar experiences. Recently, she took to Twitter to share about an incident where a schoolgirl went to her for help after a canteen staff at her school sexually harassed her friend. In her tweet, Ayn wrote that she received a DM from the teenager. In the message to Ayn, the schoolgirl shared a TikTok video she shared about how a canteen staff at her school had made an inappropriate comment to her friend. The TikTok video retells how, when her friend asked the canteen staff for chili sauce, the male canteen worker said, "Not yet, I haven't gone to the toilet yet. If I do, then we will have more." According to the girl, the male canteen staff also body-shamed students and made inappropriate comments. The girl said she had already informed a teacher in her school who is in charge of student affairs. However, the teacher's response was not what she was expecting. The teacher told us that we need to file a joint report. Only then would the school take action. Afterwards, Ayn responded, "I received this DM yesterday and, what? How to get help and safety in schools if you need multiple people to report before taking action? ?" Does the safety of one student not matter? Even just a simple reprimand would help. Stressed Ayn, normalizing inappropriate behavior. Meanwhile, Ayn also shared another message she received from another student who shared a similar experience of being sexually harassed. The anonymous user shared that the teacher in charge of student affairs at the same school just asked them to write about the incident and put it into the school's suggestion box. Yesterday, a junior talked to me and said that the same canteen worker touched and held her hand while they were buying drinks. Said the user. Meanwhile, she highlighted that the acceptance and normalization of such inappropriate behavior by the grown-ups had also led the school's prefects to misbehave. Whenever we had spot checks, the prefects would touch us inappropriately and use pencils or pens to rub our private parts. When we told our teacher, she'd say that we're blindly accusing them even though many of us have witnessed it. What's weird is that the same teacher has caressed students. Even if it's a female teacher, it's still not allowed, right? Asked the student, "Have you ever faced any similar incidences?" Also read, Ayn Husniza and Father Lodge police report on former classmate who blogged explicit fantasies about her. Source: Twitter. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.